There ought to be a word for the way people move quickly when they're trying to dodge the rain. There is one in Hawaiian, alo alo kiki. The world is filled with words that have no equal in English. It is Adam Jaco de Buono's passion to collect them, and he's put his favorites into a book called The Meaning of Tingo. He joins me from London.
Hello, hello.
We can't really kick things off without asking you, what exactly is the meaning of Tingo?
Tingo is it's a wonderful word. It's from a deeply exotic country. It's from Easter Island in the deep Pacific. And it simply means to borrow objects from a friend's house, one by one, till there's nothing left.
I'm wondering, is there one word that you came across that set you off on this journey to find out all these different words in all these different languages?
The idea came from, I picked up an Albanian, 1100-page Albanian to English dictionary, and I suddenly found 27 different words for moustache and 27 different words for eyebrow. And so what seems a very strange pursuit, to dip into hundreds of foreign language dictionaries, 280 all told, actually can be justified by the fact that every 5 or 10 pages you're panning for gold. You're finding some uniquely blessed expression or word, like in a huge great Persian dictionary, there's the lovely six-letter word, nakur, meaning a camel that won't give milk till her nostrils are tickled.
Until her nostrils are tickled?
That's right. I think it was Salman Rushdie or someone of his similar status who said that a history of a culture can be very much determined by its untranslatable words. For instance, gurfer, a lovely word in Arabic for the amount of water scooped up in one hand. Or akika, a Swahili word for domestic feast held either for a child's first haircut or its burial. And I love ariojarakput, which is an Inuit word. It simply means to exchange wives for a few days only. I don't always explain in what context a word is used, because I think it's good for the reader's imagination for them to come to some assumption for themselves. Like there's the lovely ancient Greek word, marilopotes, meaning a gulper of coal dust. And, you know, I myself question with relish in what possible context that sort of word could be used.
What do you think the strangest word in this book is?
It isn't sort of competitive in that respect. I mean, I think they're all eye-opening. They're all eyebrow-raising to some people for different reasons, like Marla Pinatape from the Tierra del Fuego language in Chile, for a shared look of longing between parties who are both interested, yet neither willing to make the first move.
We don't seem to have words in the English language that are that specific.
Well, that's right, and that's what this book's about. I mean, I think, if we're honest, I think many English speakers would admit to being lazy, both at home and in travelling abroad, in their reliance on English as a preeminent international language. English is unquestionably a great language. But I suppose what I'm saying is, don't be surprised there are many others. We don't have a word like Nedov Tipper, a Czech word for someone who finds it difficult to take a hint, or Zekprella, the German word for someone who leaves without paying the bill.
Adam Jaco de Buono is the author of The Meaning of Tingo and Other Extraordinary Words from Around the World. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.